KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have cloudy skies at 63 degrees. We look for areas of fog this morning. A slight chance for isolated showers, otherwise partly cloudy, a high of 83. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. National Weather Service did issue a special weather statement this morning for Sac, Crawford, Carroll, Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Cass, Adair, and Madison counties for patchy dense fog. A few sites were reporting visibility around 1/4 mile or less, and it could become more widespread. We prepared for some quick reductions in visibility from greater than 6 miles to less than a mile over short distances for your morning commutes. In the news, an official with the Pottawatomie County Emergency Management Agency reports levee and drainage district repairs are underway in the northwest portion of the county that has been inundated with floodwater since early March. River levels and conditions have improved to the point where damaged levees and drainage district protection structures can now begin to be assessed and emergency temporary repairs made. Doug Reed, Emergency Director for Pottawatomie County, said Thursday, "This is a big step in our collective road to recovery." He said work has begun on several breach and damage locations that will help stem the inflow of water and allow other areas to drain. Reed said it will still be some time before other areas can be accessed, but progress is being made in hopes that property and landowners can start realizing some long-awaited relief. Reed was joined Thursday in a survey of the area by Iowa Senator Tom Shipley, Tim Wickman, chairman of the Pott County Board of Supervisors, Joyce Flynn, director of Iowa Homeland Security and Emergency Management, John Benson, chief of staff for Iowa Homeland Security and Emergency Management, and Katie Waters, public assistance bureau chief from the Iowa Homeland Security and Emergency Management Division. The H&P Drainage District, Reed said, has made temporary repairs to the banks of the Booyer River and Honey Creek Levee Drainage District. Began work Thursday in multiple locations along the Honey Creek Drainage Ditch and Honey Creek North Levee. Engineers for the Vanman Levee District were to begin assessing major levee breaches at DeSoto Bend Wildlife Refuge this week in order to get estimates and solicit contractors to construct temporary emergency repairs at two priority areas of the damage on the Vanman Levee. Repairs to portions of the Pigeon Creek Drainage District have been assessed, with repairs started there. Other areas along the Sac Drainage District and areas of Pigeon Creek Levee are still inundated with floodwaters. Reed says they need to be assessed as soon as conditions allow. He added that although there is a lot of work to get done, progress is being made, and each small project completion will have an impact on improving conditions within the region. The temporary repairs, he said, are being made are critical to stop the free flow of water throughout the region until the river levels drop and ground conditions improve to a point where detailed plans and more equipment can be employed to make permanent repairs in the overall system. Updates in progress will be made at the county flood website, which can be found on the Emergency Management Department page at www.pottcounty-ia.gov. Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa News, Sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County Thursday arrested 42-year-old Alan Laverne Walter of Grant. Walter was arrested on an active Montgomery County warrant for violation of probation. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $1,000 bond. Red Oak police have arrested a man in connection with an incident that took place Wednesday. Authorities say 55-year-old Alan Lee Glasgow of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 5:15 p.m. Thursday on a charge of civil assault. Glasgow was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office yesterday said that at around 3:30 Thursday morning, deputies arrested 20-year-old Tyson Lee Daniel Hines of Amlin as a result of a truck stop along County Road M47 and Highway 44. Hines was taken into custody without incident and charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. He was transported to the Shelby County Jail and released later that morning on his own recognizance. On Wednesday, 33-year-old Philip Michael Houston of Walnut was taken into custody following a pursuit through Shelby County. Houston's vehicle eventually stopped and he was taken into custody without incident and transported to the Shelby County Jail, where he was being held on $4,000 cash or surety bond for eluding, driving while barred, habitual offender, reckless driving, speeding, having no insurance, operating a non-registered vehicle, and for failure to obey a stop sign. On Tuesday, an Iowa State Patrol trooper arrested 32-year-old Dustin Douglas Williams of Harlan as a result of a traffic stop. Williams was brought to the Shelby County Jail and charged with driving while revoked and cited for no seatbelt. He had an appearance with the magistrate later that evening and then was released on his own recognizance. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office reports also that on August 7th, 58-year-old Penny Jean Swenson Jacobson of Kimbleton was arrested for OWI first offense. She was released the following day after posting $1,000 bond. On August 3rd, deputies arrested 46-year-old Mark Ryan Holm of Defiance after authorities were called to a disturbance at the residence. Holm was charged with prohibited acts, possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was later released on a $3,300 surety bond. And on August the 1st, Shelby County deputies assisted by Harlan Police arrested 50-year-old Blake Edward Cooper on an active outstanding no bond federal warrant. Cooper was brought to the jail and transferred to U.S. Marshals the following morning. The 50-year-old Cooper was out on bond from the sheriff's office after being charged on July the 30th for possession of an explosive or incendiary device, which is a Class C felony in the state of Iowa. He'd been released on July 31st after posting a $100,000 surety bond. And rescue crews from Marney and Atlantic, along with medevac ambulance, were called to the scene of an SUV rollover accident late Thursday morning off Interstate 80 in Cass County. According to dispatch reports at the time, the vehicle landed in the median near the 51-mile marker just west of the Marney exit a little after 11 a.m. Two females in the SUV suffered minor injuries. A camper attached to the vehicle rolled over and was a total loss. Both women, ages 73 and 74, who were from Wisconsin, were transported to the Cass County Hospital by EMS to be checked out. One reportedly has suffered from cuts and bruises. The other was shaken up quite a bit. There were no other details released. In our funeral announcements, Diana L. Scales, age 50, of Menlo, died August 4th at Atlantic Specialty Care. Memorial services for Diana Scales will be today at 10:30 at the Menlo Church of Christ. Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Carol Edick, of age 74, of Camdenton, Missouri, and formerly of Carson, died Monday. Memorial services for Carol Edick will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Carson United Methodist Church. Recon Funeral Home in Oakland is assisting the family with arrangements. Roberta Wepler, age 83, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. A memorial service for Roberta Wepler will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Salix Methodist Church in Salix. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Bernice Barrett, age 98, of Manila and formerly of Irwin, died July 12th. Funeral services for Bernice Barrett will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Irwin. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Hazel Weston, age 95, of Audubon, died Sunday. Services for Hazel Weston will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the Harvest Family Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Ken Meisinger, age 63, of Atlantic, died Thursday at his home. Funeral services for Ken Meisinger will be on Monday at 10 o'clock at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Pauline Mogensen, age 86, of Avoca, died August 5th. Graveside services for Pauline Mogensen will be held on Monday at 10 o'clock at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Kenny Waters, age 78, of Messina, died Wednesday at his home. A mass of Christian burial for Kenny Waters will be held Tuesday at 10 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home of Messina has arrangements. Dorothy Peters, age 94, of Red Oak and formerly of Griswold, died Tuesday. Services for Dorothy Peters are pending at the Recon Funeral Home. And Dorothy Alf, age 86, of Arizona, died Saturday. Funeral services for Dorothy Alf are currently pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.